In Burma, independent journalist Sithu Zeya was given a 10-year prison term after he had already received an 8-year sentence for photographing the aftermath of a grenade attack in the country's main city of Yangon. International watchdog groups have condemned the sentence, saying the move shows that the new government is not sincere about reform. Christopher Wells spoke to Anna Roberts of Burma Campaign UK about the human rights situation in the country.
He's a journalist with the Democratic Voice of Burma, and he was arrested earlier this year and sentenced to 13 years in prison. And yesterday he was given an additional 10 years in prison for breaching the Electronics Act. And this is an act that the regime in Burma used very frequently to arrest and imprison activists and journalists for very long prison terms.
And how is the situation related to the overall human rights situation within Burma?
Well, I think this latest draconian sentence really shows the reality of what is happening in Burma. The regime in Burma are very keen for the international community to convince the international community that they are on a real path to reform, that they are on the road to democracy. So we've seen a real charm offensive from the dictatorship, from releasing Aung San Suu Kyi last year to inviting the UN rapporteur on human rights to visit, to meetings with Aung San Suu Kyi, all sorts of initiatives. But these are very much surface PR moves that in reality are not signs of a road to reform, because the reality is the case of this journalist, Sithu Zeya, who's been arrested, and the reality is that the human rights situation on the ground is actually getting worse. As we've seen, the regime continues to arrest and detain human rights activists, journalists. In ethnic areas, the regime have broken ceasefires, are attacking civilians. We're getting very disturbing reports of Burmese troops using rape and, gang rape against ethnic women and children, attacking civilians, using forced labor. Tens of thousands of people in the ethnic areas have had to flee their villages, are in hiding, and we're very concerned for their safety. So we very much have to see the difference between what the regime wants to project in terms of a new image and the reality on the ground, which is very much continuing repression and human rights abuses.
And what then is being done and what can be done in the future to address this situation?
Well, I think it's important for the international community to understand the regime and to see that so far the steps that have been made are not real steps towards reform. We have seen many of these gestures before. Aung San Suu Kyi has been released three times now. We've seen talks with her and the regime before that have not led to real reform. So we've seen many of these things before, and they've not in the past led to reform. So it's very important for the international community to maintain pressure on the regime until they start taking real concrete steps towards reform, and that hasn't happened yet. So it's really important that we see pressure maintained on the international community, and that UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon really steps up and starts taking the lead, coordinating international action, putting pressure on the regime to enter into genuine dialogue, and not just with Aung San Suu Kyi, but the whole democracy movement, including the ethnic groups. That's also important as well.